Coach, is there an advantage to being on the road these last two games before the break?
Well, I'll let you know in about 8 hours. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I think everything depends on your schedule coming into these games. We've been at home and had some days rest, so being on the road shouldn't be an energy problem for us in the building tonight.
Should be coming in with some confidence with the way you played against the Rangers?
Yeah, I think in general we've played pretty darn well for the last couple of weeks, and but don't have the results that certainly won't be any arrogance creeping into our game. We feel good, but we know we have to be at a certain level to have any kind of success.
What's changed in your game then in the last couple of weeks? You mentioned the other day about 14 games or so, Paul. What's changed in your game to make you happier?
Again, the simplest answer is the areas that we needed to compete harder at, we are. I think we're trending in the right way of the three or four things that were really a problem for us. Shots against, where the shots were coming from, the number of power plays we were giving up, the number of power play goals, and how they were going in. Those were the areas that we were struggling with, and we've gotten a little bit better at those.
Do you ever sort of look at the standings, your divisions, and see what's going on in yours compared to what's not going on in the Pacific regarding just the quality of the team?
Yeah, we're aware of who we're playing every night and what our division looks like, that, but no surprise. So we saw it last year, see it this year. Based on the age of a lot of the teams in the Central, we're going to see it for a long time. So this is our reality. And again, there can be a real positive side to that, because you've got a younger team like we have. This is what you learn every night in the NHL. If you're not on, you're going to get beat. And if you're way off, you're going to get beat bad. So learn how to come every night.
Are you a coach that would prefer to have, whatever his name is, have one goalie come up and take the job? Are you a one goalie coach? Are you okay with a team that's kind of passed it around a bit?
In a perfect world, I've had Arturs Urbe play 72 games. So there's your answer. I have no problem running a guy that's hot, or your schedule dictates it. It's a little different, I think, a little different in the Western Conference. I've noticed that anyway. Just by the time we get off airplanes, you know, it's different than in the East. In Carolina, you were back home at 12:30 every night, so you could let a guy run. Here, it's different, and we've got some really good goaltending depth. And at each different times, you know, Hutchinson was so good at times last year and this year, and Hellebuck's come in and been really, really good, and Pav got us into the playoffs in the last month. So also want to be mindful of quality of work, and if a guy plays a good game, he deserves to get back in the net sooner rather than later.
How is this? Has Hellebuck come in, you know, first shot at the NHL, and looks like he belongs right away? What's he doing?
Almost the same progress that Hutch made. Had a real good American League year under duress. Lots of shots, and had to be that good. I think he gained a lot of confidence at the World Championships, but probably at the end of this, we're talking about talent. He's good. He's a good, solid goaltender. He's square to the net. He's a big man. He moves well. He's fundamental. He rarely gets out of position or scrambling in his net, so he's easy for the defense to read.
Some guys wouldn't want their goalie to be playing in the World Cup as a number one because he's going to waste some energy and all that.
Right.
What do you think about him? He's got a good shot at it.
I think that if you got a good enough goaltender to play in the number one hole on any World Cup team, you'd suffer through the chance that he might get injured because he can slip and fall stepping off a sidewalk. You'd take it and run with it.
You like the energy your fourth line gave you the other day? Why was it important to keep them together?
I liked all the pieces of what they did. So Halaschuk killed some penalties for us. They made some plays in the offensive zone. It was the first look at Joel Armia in our sweater, and he was on the puck, and his intensity level was right, which is important because his hands are there. He's got the vision. But he's also, you know, defensively, he was quite responsible in that game. I just like the energy, the way they talk to each other, the way they kind of brought it on the bench. You know, they kept that energy level. Matt is was an important piece to that win last game, regardless of minutes that they played. And we got a pretty good lead, and we were getting lots of chances, so we played them a lot.
Jets haven't had a guy in the top 10 scoring in a long time. What's Blake Wheeler done to elevate his game? I know you've seen the progression since you arrived here.
Yeah, he does all the things that he needs to do before a pass is made or a puck's to go into the net consistently. So he plays the same game every night. Some nights it rolls for him, some nights it doesn't. Clearly this year he's getting Brian Little's been really strong. I think that's a nice pairing that we've got there together. But Flake has figured out that it almost doesn't matter what the score sheet says at the end in terms of how he pairs going into the game. He's not valuing, I don't believe, his game on the points. And it takes all kinds of pressure off him. And that's not even the right word. He gets paid enough, and he's our top right winger, so there's pressure there. He's got some confidence in what he does. So he just goes out and does that. And he's had great results ever since he's gotten to that level of consistency.
Do you have a thought on the Oilers real quick? Just what do you expect to get out tonight?
Well, I watched them, and most of the games I watched when they were on the roll, so an awful lot of speed and a lot of sharp passing, and I know that they're going to come with a pace and a structure. So we are going to have to make sure that we're right. And this would not be a game where we'd be... I don't think we play any games where we're looking to trade chances with anybody. We put some pucks in the net, but we don't do it that way. And we can't get into that. We can skate. The track meet we can do. It's just not the odd man rush track meet. We can skate. We got some good size and we got some good speed. But we got to make sure we're ready to defend in here.